Finally, when he resurrects, the exhilaration of Easter comes real. They've made this into a wonderful cartoon, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's one of my kids' favorite stories. Whenever they hear that table crack, my kids just jump up and cheer. It's the most wonderful thing. You can see the smile on their face. That crack just makes you feel the glory and exhilaration of Easter. My daughter's name is Anastasia, which means resurrection. So I love that scene, that Easter scene. Indeed, in Aslan, many readers get their first taste of the numinous awe that Christ inspires. You see, Lewis tells us, Aslan may be embraced, hugged, but not trifled with. He's good, but he's not safe. We're told again and again, Aslan is not a tame lion. He is not safe. Indeed, Lewis rejected the attempts of modern scholars to uncover the, quote, historical Jesus, because to him, all they were doing was trying to fashion a tame, domesticated Christ that they could control or ignore at will. And you all know about the Jesus quest. This is the third Jesus quest. They were doing another one when Lewis was living. So they've been doing this for the last 100 years. And Lewis felt that's all they were doing. They were domesticating Christ. The first time the children hear the name of Aslan, even before they know who Aslan is, the very name fills them with a courage, sweetness, and joy they have never known. It's that experience of joy. They get goosebumps when they hear Aslan. Wow. But not Edmund. Remember, Edmund's a traitor? When he hears the name of Aslan, he feels disgust and sort of shame and horror. But there's an even better aspect of this. When Aslan breathes on those stone statues, remember in the witch's castle, and restores them to life, Lewis gives us a powerful depiction of what new life in Christ really means. You're familiar with that phrase, born again, or new life in Christ. I'm going to borrow an image, from Mere Christianity. And I think Lewis had this image in mind. In Mere Christianity, Lewis says that Christ does not desire to give us mere physical animal life. When it says Jesus wants to give us life, it's not mere physical life, what the Greeks called bios, where we get our word biology. No, Lewis says, Christ wants to give us his own eternal spiritual life. And the word in Greek there is zoe, where we get zoology from. So it's life, but it's not physical life. It's an eternal, indestructible kind of life, the very life that God has. He wants to share with us. Or to use Lewis's words, God wants to transform us from made creatures into begotten sons. We are all like statues that God wants to bring to life. And again, he says it in Mere Christianity, but it's just an argument. In Narnia, in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, you feel and see what that means. However, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe does more than embody the nature of life, joy, and goodness. Narnia, or at least The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, also has something to teach us about the nature of evil. Because you see, in the character of the White Witch, we discover the true nature of the enemy. I don't know if you know this, but Shatan in Hebrew and Diabolos or devil in Greek mean the same thing. Shatan or Diabolos means accuser or slanderer. As in the book of Job, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. I got to say it again. We think Jesus is the accuser. Satan is the accuser. Jesus is the paraclete. He is the advocate who speaks on our behalf. Well, the White Witch is an accuser and slanderer. Like Weston in Paralandra or Old Screwtape, the witch is anti-life and anti-joy. She seeks to devour and enslave, not to empower and free. Let me give you a great example. At one point in the novel, when Aslan returns, it starts to be spring again. The winter starts to break, and the animals get together and have this party with lots of food and wine. They have a feast. Well, when the witch sees them feasting, these are her words. What is the meaning of all this gluttony, this waste, this self-indulgence? It's a very revealing line. You see, Lewis understood, as many Christians even have not, that it's Satan, not Christ, who hates the physical appetites and the proper joy linked to them. It is Satan, not Christ, who is the great teetotaler, the joyless Puritan, the cosmic killjoy. And let me quote again the verse I quoted in Lecture 5, John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come that you might have life and have it to the full. That's what Lewis embodies in The Witch as opposed to Aslan.